At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is CBS Eye in the World. I'm John Batchelor. Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, of the Washington Examiner, the Middle of Somewhere column, of the New York Post. You can find her articles at selenazito.com. Now takes us to the parallel story. We've spoken of the Democratic primary contest for the general election to fill the empty Senate seat coming up in Pennsylvania, the Keystone State. Now we go to the Republican side. Because while it occurred to me in the contest between John Fetterman, a very well-known, prominent member of the Democratic Party in Pennsylvania, and Connor Lamb, also a very well-known and popular representative of the Democratic Party, Lamb was the more centrist, at least from the distance of the East Coast. However, we now go to the Republican challenge, and Selena spent time with David McCormick. Introduce us to him, Selena, because he's got a distinguished history.
So David McCormick was born in Washington County, Pennsylvania. It's a county south of Pittsburgh, in a town called Little Washington. And he was there until he was about 8 or 9 years old. Then his father, an educator, and mother moved to Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, which is almost completely diagonally across the state. And because his father became the provost, I believe that's the word, of Bloomsburg College. Spent his formative years. He was a football star. He was a wrestling star. He was appointed to West Point, where he went to Ranger school. I mean, the little town was so excited that I found the old news clippings that one of their own was going to West Point, something that had never happened in the town before, that they threw a parade for him. After West Point and Ranger school, he was with the 82nd Airborne. He earned a Bronze Star in the Gulf War. He came home. He got his law degree from Princeton. And then came back to Pittsburgh and ran two different companies. He was called to service in the George W. Bush administration, where he served as Undersecretary of Commerce. And came back again to Pittsburgh to run another company, and then went off to Connecticut to run a third company, and just recently moved back. His wife, Dina Powell, was President Trump's national security advisor during the Trump administration.
So we're looking at a distinguished Republican history, extremely distinguished. I stopped reading when I got him to the Bronze Star. All right, fine. So what we have here is a contest then between a man who's very well known, Mr. Oz, who is leading in the polling that you provide, and former Ambassador Carla Sands. It's a good contest. What are the issues right now? It's early yet, but what are the issues right now for the Keystone State?
I think the issues are inflation, crime, the crisis at the border, and just an overall sense of overreach by government and failure by government. What do I mean by overreach? Well, there are a lot of people out there who are vaccinated and boosted, but believe the government has had a strong overreach on mandates. And also the children's education that has also become forefront in the contest. McCormick is there. Oh, and China. China really has become, how we deal with China, how we interact with China, how we trade with China is a very important issue, especially in a state like Pennsylvania, where we have a large agricultural economy, but also manufacturing economy. So China is also an important issue with voters.
John Fetterman, Connor Lamb, Malcolm Kenyatta, the Democratic contest for the primary nomination to run for the open Senate seat. David McCormick, Mr. Oz, the television star, superstar, actually, and Carla Sands. That's the contest that Selena will guide us through these next months as spring is coming. Philadelphia County and Fayette County. When you look at Fayette, look near the border, right, Selena? It's on the border of Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio and West Virginia.
Selena Zito. SelenaZito.com is the website to find the articles. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.